I already explained nature of Nirmakaya Buddha and Sambhogakaya Buddha. The Nirmakaya Buddha comes out of this world to save sentient being. With vow, that he save all sentient beings, and not by karma, but by vow he appears in this world and practice Bodhisattva's way and attain enlightenment as Buddha did, and save all human beings. So he is called as an incarnated Buddha. He changes his form in various ways, sometimes Bodhisattva, sometimes Buddha. And to help people, he takes various forms. So in its wide sense, everything is Nirmakaya Buddha. But in its narrow sense, those who appear in this world instead of karma, by vow, is called, are called Nirmakaya Buddha. And Sambhogakaya Buddha is the Buddha which is the original source of Nirmakaya Buddha. Nirmakaya Buddha gives a birth to Nirmakaya Buddha. So original source of Nirmakaya Buddha is Sambhogakaya Buddha. To explain what is Dhammakaya, it is necessary to explain what is Sambhogakaya Buddha more, I think. Then, naturally, you will understand what is Dhammakaya Buddha. Dhammakaya Buddha is called fundamental and developed Buddhakaya. Fundamental and developed Buddhakaya. And its nature is, when we say nature, in Buddhism, undeveloped body or fundamental body, it means that it is original source itself. It is another interpretation of same thing. But when we understand it, something which is very calm, which is not in activity, we call it Dhamma Bade. But Dhamma Bade does not actually remain in calm and inactive. It is not inactive. It is always active, but when we, you know, understand in two ways, activity and not or undeveloped nature, then we have two understanding for one reality. So we call it, in this case, we call it Dhamma nature. Dhamma nature is means something in action. Dhamma body means something which is not activity or which is not developed, but it has potentiality, but all the nature exists in Dhamma body as a potentiality. So we have two understanding for one reality. One is Dhammakaya. The other is Dhamma nature. Sammakaya Buddha is when we understand reality, something which is action, we say, in activity, we say that it's Dhamma nature. The Sammakaya Buddha is a Buddha who realized this Dhamma nature in activity, or as nature, as something which has nature, that is Sammakaya Buddha. And when we understand the reality, which has something, potentiality, various potentiality, to act or to develop various ways, that is called Dhammakaya Buddha. Sammakaya Buddha is, figuratively speaking, maybe like the sun, like the sun. And how, you know, Sammakaya Buddha realizes, become Sammakaya Buddha is instead of observing things objectively, he understands his Buddha nature, which is always in activity within himself. Of course, figuratively speaking. So, so he may see when he, but like the sun, although he is not trying to shine everything objectively, illuminate everything objectively. He is actually illuminating everything. So he is actually helping others without trying to help. So why he could, he can illuminate everything is he has originally that kind of power or potential. But for Sambhogakaya Buddha, the most important thing is to see or to attain enlightenment inwardly. So to illuminate himself, or to acquire enlightenment, is its way instead of illuminate objective world. Because I speak, so his purpose is instead of to observe things, respectively, one by one, he observes his nature within himself. If he observes, when he observes his inward, inside world, as the sun, he finds himself as earth. That earth nature will be the universal. This earth is also earth, and the sun will be also earth. So everything is earth. So there's no difference between objective world and subjective world. To be enlightened, in his inward nature, is to be enlightened. Outside objective world, so for him, whole world is his inside world, a subjective world. When he reaches this kind of world, we call him Sambhogakaya Buddha. And his world is limited. It includes the sun and stars and everything. So his virtue is limitless, and his wisdom also is limitless. He is omniscient one who knows everything within himself, as a being within himself. For him there is nothing without his being. That is Sambhogakaya Buddha. But this Buddha is, when we understand reality in this way, our understanding includes everything. And reality which includes everything in undeveloped, as the undeveloped reality, then that is Dhammakaya Buddha itself, Dhamma itself, being itself. It is, you know, our way of understanding things. It is like Zazen. It is exactly the same as our Zazen. We say, just see. What does it mean, just sit? Just sit means, you know, when we say just sit, it includes actually all the activity, all the potential activity which we have. But we remain in inactive state. But we have potential. So, in this sense, our practice includes everything. But when we sit, we are just sitting. Each one of us are sitting. And each one of us is Dhammakaya Buddha. But we have potentiality. Or actually, within ourselves, even though we are sitting, we take breathing, our heart is acting, so we are also Sammakaya Buddha. We understand reality in this way. So, Sammakaya Buddha or Dhammakaya Buddha is the source of all Buddha. Which exists before Buddha. And so he is eternal, perpetual being in this sense. So we call it Atata or Shinyo. In Japanese. And this sutta which was written this sutra is the sutra which described this kind of reality. World of Tathagata. That is why this scripture is told in the cosmic scale. So, in short, Lotus Sutra is the sutra which is telling us about what is Tathagata. In other words, we say this soul, reality. How everything exists in the realm of reality. Or in the realm of Tathagata. So what is taught in this sutra, in short, is everything is everything deserve this world of tatata. And this is in one word, this is what was told, what is told in Lotus Sutta, or how things exist in this world. Of course, it is described very dramatic way, but what it means, how things exist in this world, in this Dhamma world, or in this Tathata, world of Tathata. So, dramatic version of Tathata is the purpose of this sutta. This point should be, however, important. No. This sutra was told by Sambhogakaya Buddha with his wisdom. To save all sentient beings. Not by not with substantial idea, but rather dramatic, figurative way, parable. By parable, this sutra tells us how Dhamma nature, what is Dhamma nature. And especially this sutra put emphasis on Dhamma nature instead of Dhamma body, because Dhamma body is not something to explicable. You cannot talk about Dhamma body because it is something which it is something beyond our world, beyond our wisdom, beyond our understanding. You see, that is why we say Dhamma, Dhamma body. Body does not talk. My mouth does talk, but my body doesn't talk. Dhamma body. It is the source of Dhamma body. When we say body, the body is source of, it is just a source of activity. But not activity itself. You see? But without the source, there is no activity. And when there is activity, there should be source. But source does not always expect any activity. You can think, you can have have the idea of thoughts or body without activity. You know, there is something which is not in activity, that is body. But actually, there is no such thing. Whatever it is, it has some activity. Even a stone has some activity. There is no such thing. So we cannot talk about the body itself. So, what shall I do? If I talk about something that is already Dhamma nature, you know, how Dhamma goes, you know, what it is like. When I say what it is like, that is Nirmakaya Buddha. Objectively speaking, that is form. More subjectively speaking, it is nature. It's nature. But what is the source of nature? No one knows. We know it, but we cannot say anything about it. If you say something, it is not body, it is nature. Or it is attribute of the body. So we do not talk about what is Dhamma body. But we understand that there must be some source. That is Dhamma body, Dhamma nature, and Dhamma attribute, Dhamma form of form and color of outlook of Dhamma, and nature of Dhamma, and Dhamma itself. Dhammakaya, Nirmakaya Buddha, Sammakaya Buddha, and Dhammakaya Buddha. Did you understand? Nirmakaya Buddha, it is the form of Dhamma. And Sammakaya Buddha is the nature of Dhamma. And Dhammakaya Buddha, Dhamma body, which is beyond our words, which we cannot describe about it. So in this Lotus Sutra, so what is Dhamma nature is told by this sutra. And when we listen to it, we will understand what is Dhammakaya Buddha. And four words, Nirmakaya Buddha, Shakyamuni. And this and the only way to talk, I said there's no way to talk about Dhamma body. But yes, to know there's no way, but if you allow me to speak about something about Dhamma body, we call it truth itself. Truth. Truth is, you know, is something which you cannot see. You can see the apple, you know. But the theory of, you know, gravitation, you cannot see it. But there is some theory, some truth. So, nothing happens just by accident. When something happens, there should be some reason caused by Dhamma. So, in this sense, it is maybe Dhamma nature, close to Dhamma nature. But we can understand in some way, you know. We can figure out some rules. So, that rules or truth is sometimes in Buddhism called Dhamma itself. So, that is why we call it Dhamma body. Dhamma body. It is, you know, source of all the truth. Then, you know, when we say nature, nature is, of course, truth, but nature is something include what we see, you know. But truth is not in its strict sense. Truth is not something which we can see. We figure out in this way. Buddhists figure out in this way. Because many people may ask us, what is Dhamma? What is Dhamma body? So we must say something about it. So we try to figure out what we should say about it. So, in this case, we make very you know, difficult explanation. If we don't say anything, he doesn't know anything about it. Dhamma body. He is not so good teacher. So I must make some narrow escape. How to do it is to talk about some truth. What is truth? Nature and truth is not exactly the same. Truth is nearer to the, you know, Dhamma body. Pretty close to the nature, but the idea exists just in between nature and Dhamma body. So Dhamma means, you know, sometimes teaching, sometimes reality, sometimes It means being. Just something, just there. And in comparison to truth or di means truth, we say ji, event or being, something which exists like a stone. So that is ji. And something like water. And ji means water, not nature, but how water become water from air. You know. To be water, be water, there is some truth, theory, how air become water. So water, another side of the water is truth. And that truth is not something which we can see. But nature of water, you can see it, you know. It flows from high place to lower place. And in Japanese, Japanese rendering of truth is ri, ri. And Japanese rendering of various beings, ji. Ji and ji. And this is very important, key technical word when you talk about Buddhism. Ri and ji. Ri, when we realize ri, in each true sense, we are Sambhogakāya Buddha. When we observe things, like we observe objective world, and when we want to help people being involved in objective world or more materialistic world, we are Nimakkaya Buddha. The how to help others as Nimakkaya Buddha is to take various forms and to give them some handy help is how to help others. As Nimakkaya Buddha. But as Sambhogakāya Buddha, we should know our nature. And we should realize that there's no I or no you. It is all one being. When we realize this nature, which is universal, we can help others without trying to help others. because whatever we do, that is our activity. You know, you are a part of me. You know. When we reach this kind of understanding, when we become Sammakaya Buddha, when you practice that, you have no you or no others. Your practice includes everything. So everything will take place within yourself. So for him there is no objective world anymore. So without trying to help others, you will help others anyway. That is Sammakaya Buddha. So the way to help others, or the way we preserve our teaching, or where we practice Buddhist way, is different. There is difference between Nimakaya Buddha and Sammakaya Buddha. But when we realize that we are all should be, we are, our practice includes everything. Why don't we include Nimakaya Buddha? Shakyamuni Buddha is included in our practice. So all the Shakyamuni Buddhas and all the Nimakaya Buddha, which was told by Shakyamuni Buddha, all at once will attain enlightenment when we practice that. So Nimakaya Buddha is within ourselves. But before we reach this kind of understanding, Nimakaya Buddha is just a hero. No, he has no eternal life. He is one of the great heroes in our history. But when we understand Shakyamuni Buddha as the Sammakaya Buddha or Dhammakaya Buddha, for the first time he has perpetual life. This is more traditional understanding of Buddha. And actually, this kind of understanding was supported by Buddha when he was alive. Although it took pretty several hundred of years before we understand who was Shakyamuni Buddha in reality. But this kind of understanding, which was accomplished by their distant disciples, gave Buddha a new life and made him perpetual Buddha. So Buddha, in this sense, is called Tathagata. So this is, you know, at the same time, development, history of development of understanding of Buddha. And at the same time, through understanding of his teaching. He did not, you know, stick to the words he told. He was like a great doctor who, you know, gives his patient prescription, you know, according to the people. He gave various prescriptions. So that is just, you know, prescription. And he did not have any idea of giving same prescription to various patients. But he told us, for him, like a paper. That is actually, you know, what he did and what he understood, how he should help others. But why he was Buddha is because he is enlightened one. He was illuminated. His own nature, Dhamma nature, and everyone's nature. So he knows who he is. And for him there is no disciple, or there is no objective world. So he said, all the being, sentient being, is his son, part of him. That was Buddha. So only when we understand Buddha in this as Sambhagakaya Buddha or Dhammakaya Buddha, Buddha became real Buddha. There will not be, since we have arrived at this kind of understanding, there will be no need to talk about what is, you know, Theravada Buddhism, or what is Mahayana Buddhism. All the Buddhism, whether it is Theravada or Mahayana, it is one whole Buddhism. This is how we transmitted his teaching from Buddha to us. And the purpose of this scripture is to describe our Dhamma nature. So, no time for questions.
A few minutes, yes. You have about 7 minutes for questions.
Hi.
I have two questions. We read about certain masters who, upon attaining complete enlightenment, are able to direct their future rebirths. In other words, to return to help all sentient beings. coming back through a vow rather than through punishment. Would a master, let's say a master living in this century, who could do that, would he be a nirmanaka as well?
No. He knows, you know. Actually, he knows. His former life and future life, you mean? Since I don't know it, you know, my former life and future life, I cannot say he was, you know. I cannot, for sure I cannot say he was or he was not, you know. If I really know, you know, then I can say yes. When myself doesn't know, how is it possible to say yes he was, you know, according to the teaching, he is real master. According to our more traditional teaching, he was. I can say so.
Then I'm confused about the meaning of the word Buddha, because we talk about the last Buddha being Shakyamuni and the next Buddha being Maitreya. Do we understand that Bodhidharma, his understanding, allowed him to become a Buddha, or the sixth patriarch, or Dogen Zenji? And we say that those people attained complete perfect enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
Then what is different? Why do we not speak of them as being Buddhas, you know, also, rather than Shakyamuni and Maitreya?
Why don't we call them Buddha?
Why don't we call Bodhidharma a Buddha, or the sixth patriarch, or Dogen Zenji?
Dogen Zenji Buddha. We say, you know, if we, you know, Buddha or Zenji or Busso, so means patriarchs. Patriarchs and Buddha, it's same. But, you know, the way we call is different, but same. And we, same with, you know, Buddha. What we mean by Buddha, what we mean by patriarchs, is the same. When we, you know, point out one by one as the successive, you know. teacher, we call them, you know, patriarchs. One, two, first, second, third. But they are all Buddha. Buddha. So, not different, but the way we call is different. If, you know,
what is the meaning of Maitreya, the coming Buddha?
Maitreya, Buddha, is the Buddha who will come. There must be future Buddha too. We call him by name of Maitreya. The Buddha attained enlightenment and saw his Dhamma nature and he became Nimakaya Buddha, and also he knew the source of his Buddha food. And he recognized himself as the seventh, you know, Vedic, seventh Buddha. Before Buddha, there were seven, but seven is just, you know, not just seven, but many. But he didn't say, I am the first one. He acknowledged many Buddha before him, and he is the one of the many Buddha. And he may be, he is Maitreya Buddha also.